come see us at 350 North McDonough Street, downtown Montgomery. Check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com. Call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive Viagra is available in generic form, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED for a fraction of the cost. And Hims makes it extra affordable. The generic form of Viagra has the same active ingredient, but is 90% cheaper. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/radio. That's right, free. Zero copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to medical providers online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. Then a certified pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to, and that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit, forhims.com/radio.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your up-to-date market report. With just a short time left in 2021, I'd like to report this year's final market report. By the end of this year, through MLS, realtors would have sold 7,000 single-family homes, close to 70% of listed homes sold in the first 60 days on the market. Many sold in days, not weeks. We are experiencing the strongest seller market that I've ever seen in my 43 years in the real estate business. Our supply of active listings in the River region now stands at only 655 homes available throughout our market area. If you own a rental home, this might be the perfect time to sell your home with a tenant in the home or when it becomes available. For buyers, we have worked out attractive terms to buy in this market and still own your home. We actively market and sell many homes each year. For details, call Bo Goodson at the Goodson Group, 551-0225, or my cell phone, 221-2883. The Goodson Group.
Today is January 14th, National Dress Up Your Pet Day. If you've never put clothing on your furry friend, you should. It's the cat's pajamas. Literally. Have a dapper National Dress Up Your Pet Day.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Now it's 5.
SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Hello. President Biden set to hold a news conference next Wednesday, the eve of his one-year anniversary of his inauguration. News conference comes as Biden is attempting to salvage his voting rights initiative and economic agenda, both of which lack the votes to move forward in the evenly split Senate. Biden administration has determined that a Russian effort is underway to create a pretext for its troops to potentially further invade Ukraine. A U.S. official says Moscow has already pre-positioned operatives to conduct a, quote, false flag operation in eastern Ukraine. In the meantime, Russia has repeated its demand that NATO not expand eastward, despite the rejection of that by military alliance aimed at a Russian troop buildup in Ukraine. This is SRN News.
This entertainment answer brought to you by Exergen. The 355 is a new female-led action film. Diane Kruger stars and loves the international aspect.
Each one of us comes from a different country and speaks a different language, and we have all these different language skills. So from the get-go, you feel like this film has an international scope and an international story that hopefully will appeal to a very broad audience.
The 355 rated PG-13 in theaters. For my review and more, head over to theentertainmentanswer.com.
Exergen would like you to know about an important new study by the FDA. It confirms what the medical community has always known. Non-contact thermometers are not accurate, and they fail to meet FDA requirements for accuracy in labeling. With new strains of COVID on the rise, we can't afford to tolerate rampant false temperature readings from non-contact thermometers. Accurate temperature measurements are essential. You need Exergen thermometers because they are accurate and backed by over 100 clinical studies. Be sure. Be accurate with Exergen. Learn more at Exergen.com.
L-G-B. 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 L-G-B.
They say L-G-B everywhere I go.
That let's go, Brandon, right?
LGB.
This means let's go, Brandon.
No. LGB.
Sounds like let's go, Brandon, I guess.
LGB.
All right.
Let's go, Brandon.
I am Cornholio.
Chant.
LGB.
Right wing and left wing.
LGB.
Go, you know the thing.
LGB.
If you don't sing that back.
LGB.
And you play black.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
LGB.
Let's go, Brandon.
FJB. Let's go, Brandon.
I'm Joe Biden, and I forgot this message.
Yeah. Article on PJ Media, a recommended website. 2022 will break Joe Biden as if 2021 did him any favors, right?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. It just gets worse by the day, and all they want to solve it with is more of the same. More government intervention, more government mandates and all that crap. At least Joni Ernst, she's kind of a little bit more milquetoasty than I thought she would be, but at least today said voter suppression is a media lie. And it damn well certainly is.
Yeah.
There isn't a person in this country that is prohibited from voting or given a hard time. And if you can produce an ID for everything you need it for, from cashing a check to getting on an airplane, you can
pack of cigarettes now. You got
Yeah. Even at my, I mean, I realize I still look like I'm barely old enough to smoke.
They scan my license. They don't just check my date. They scan them. I don't know why, but they do. I guess they want to keep up with who's smoking.
Yeah, so they can deny you benefits or something.
Probably.
And in Washington, D.C., you got to have papers or you can't even go out on
Show
the streets.
Me your the same, the nation's capital where we fought fascism through acts of war declared by Congress and freed people all over the globe. And what do we get? Fascism.
Yeah.
Right there. Of course, you got Muriel Bowser bag for mayor. Why would she not kiss ass and do whatever they tell her to do? They all make me sick.
Me too.
They really do. So good for you, Joni Ernst, because that is the biggest fairy tale on the planet, and they're just using it to justify mail-in balloting because that's the only way they'll win. They're not going to change their ideology, so we'll just cheat and win that way.
Exactly.
Because one day they're going to have the jackboot on our throats, and that's totally possible. Sooner than later. Look at what's going on now. In the wake of Donald Trump.
Yeah.
You think, you know, they know how many votes he got, and they know it was legitimate. But they, rather than consider what that many millions of people might want in terms of government and actions that Congress might take, no, they're just dismissing us because we're all racists and whatever else they
homophobes.
Yeah, transphobes, all the rest. Who cares?
Well, the scary thing is the internment camps. They're passing that in Washington.
Washington State.
And we were talking off mic, and I was talking about this this lady that Ted Cruz was grilling, that woman that the FBI stuck up there. In case y'all don't know where she came from, she took Bill Priestep's place. That name should be familiar from the Russia hoax narrative. This is the same group of people, Comey, Strzok, the same names, same folks that are doing this, pulling this January 6th garbage.
Wretched human beings.
They are.
All right, at 5:09, we'll get some local news and Rich's forecast.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it to be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. Search crews combed the area for days. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows they're 5 times higher the number than they were 1 year ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. It was Cookie Day in Montgomery. The Girl Scouts of Southern Alabama held their annual cookie sale today, drive-through style. Cars lined up to get their favorite boxes of cookies, but the event is more than just about selling cookies. You can order your cookies online and have them door-dashed right to your door. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Why does Walgreens offer copays as low as $0 and 90-day refills? Because we care about Medicare, so you don't have to. I mean, do you really care to hear me go on about same-day prescription delivery making your life easier? Or how there's a pharmacy expert available 24/7 and one-click refills? Well, I just did anyways. Fill your Medicare prescriptions with Walgreens and save.
$0 copays apply to Tier 1 generic drugs and select plans with Walgreens as a preferred pharmacy. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/Medicare for complete details.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. Come play more than 1,500 of the latest and greatest games. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been blessed with some really nice January weather for the last few days, but all of that is about to come to an end. Tonight, we're dry, but not as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 62. We're dry in the morning. Showers becoming likely tomorrow afternoon, and periods of showers Saturday night and first half of the day Sunday. And just before the rain ends, it may become mixed with a few snowflakes before ending. That's Sunday. With falling temperatures, kind of a raw day in the 40s. Get ready for a significant change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Well, I heard a brand new phrase, didn't know what it meant for days. When I got it, I had to say the meaning was risque. They said, let's go Brandon at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what.
Chants from the crowd. Let's go, Brandon.
They said, let's go, Brandon, at the racetrack, at the ball games on TV.
Let's go, Brandon.
I looked it up on Google to see what it means.
Welcome to the 5 o'clock hour of Happy Hour News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. We can still get a request or two in. This story. Believe it or not, I'm actually looking at something from CNN.com.
Oh, no.
Goes to the point of how clueless the Democrats and Joe Biden are. They're all concerned about voters' rights. Hey, a-holes, people are worried about empty store shelves. A problem that seems to be getting worse. And most anybody with a reasonable mind knows that voter suppression is a totally bogus excuse to shove ballot harvesting and regaining permanent power. Because you'll never earn it. You'll never earn permanent power because you're so good at what you do and your ideas are so great. Damn. If it wasn't for stupid liberals, man, there'd never be, you know, I don't know what they get out of it. It makes them feel good to say I'm a liberal.
I don't know.
So today the White House wants to get something straight. President Joe Biden is unpopular, but he's not that unpopular.
Really?
A memo released Thursday by Deputy White House Chief of Staff General Mallie Dillon takes issue with a Quinnipiac poll that shows Biden's approval at 33%, if it's that high. This week's Quinnipiac poll, just like Quinnipiac's poll for the last 5 months, is very likely an outlier. Right. They're outlying. As evidence, she cites the 538 running poll. 538 is totally in the tank for the left. Go up your ass with this woman. Really.
And the truth is, Greg, they're not worried about it. They're just parroting that, so we'll be worried about it. You know, they get the people all...
How many people...
...riled up.
In recent conversations, have you spoken... If that topic comes up, say, I don't think it's that high. I don't think it's as high as 33%. Who approves of this disaster in the White House?
I can't find anybody who admits they voted for him.
Now, interest rates are starting to climb.
Oh, boy. Here we go.
And you mentioned, you want to name the store, but a place that...
Mm-hmm.
Rich mentioned a store he went to the other day, had tons of empty shelves.
Yes.
None of these things were happening a year ago before we had a vaccine. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah, amazing.
We had a run on toilet paper because when America thinks they're going to have limited access to toilet paper, that's when they go out and hoard. Other than that, we navigated the first 9 months of this under Donald Trump.
Did pretty dadgum well, too. Mm-hmm.
Very well. But now we've got Mr. Hero, the guy that's going to unite the country. That's a freaking joke. In fact, if we were all rallying behind his brilliance, some of the other problems that have been coming up wouldn't seem as big as they are. But they are, and they're getting worse. That producer price number the other day, that's a disaster.
Yep.
Because that price comes to us, so that doesn't mean inflation's going to end. It means it's going to get worse.
It is.
David Blackman, our energy expert, talks about $5 a gallon gas sooner than later.
Yep. Green New Deal.
$100 per barrel oil is on the horizon.
I bet OPEC's loving this.
But no, what's the first thing Joe Biden does? Well, Donald Trump okayed the Keystone Pipeline, and AOC says I should un-okay it, so that's what I'll do. And literally, gas prices started rising that day. First day in office, too. By the way, a follow-up on the Ronald McDonald House situation. And that was in Canada.
Canada.
Where they have a real jackass running the country. Mm-hmm. They must have their brains frozen up there.
And the Chinese are doing war games.
All these world leaders like him and Macron, what's her name in Germany, they all went to the same class that Soros and them set up for world leaders. So they're all brainwashed.
From Twitter, someone named Naomi Ross.
Yeah, Naomi, yeah.
Praise God, through many letters, phone calls, and sharing this information on social media, Ronald McDonald House has changed their minds about evicting vulnerable sick children and their parents based on personal medical choices.
Well, that's good, but it never should have gotten that far.
Well, again, what are they thinking?
Exactly. What's wrong with you?
What is your mission? To help a family get a 4-year-old kid through a cancer crisis, or to kiss Joe Biden's ass? Or Pierre Trudeau's ass.
It's got to be politically correct.
She goes on to say, I can't wrap my head around the evil that is vaccinated versus unvaccinated segregation. Wake up, people. Pray. Put yourself in somebody else's shoes. Amen. I'm truly thankful there are people in Canada willing to protest this type of cruelty.
Amen.
And next up has to be the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They need to be...
They need to reverse.
Held accountable.
Yep.
All righty, Terry said he would take me shopping at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz.
Oh, let's go. Love German cars all the way around. They're just, it's just good stuff. German cars have a personality.
They do.
They do. They really do. Japanese cars are kind of antiseptic, which is nothing wrong with that. But German car, my little car, 64 Karmann Ghia, has a personality. Every Porsche I've ever owned had a personality. They just do. It's amazing.
They have some great certified pre-owned buying opportunities. You can... own a Mercedes for well under $500 a month.
That's an 2011 E-Class. That's nice.
And by the way,
Cabriolet.
That is no trade or cash down, that monthly price I just quoted. This baby is a beast.
Yeah, my mom has one of those.
The GL Class 450. And just looking at some of the...
Seven-speed, yep.
Not bad mileage for a vehicle that big and powerful.
No, it's got the twin-turbo V6 instead of the four-cylinder they put in them now.
I'll bet you punch that gas pedal, your butt will sink into the seat a little bit, huh?
You better believe it.
And like everything they have at Jack Ingram that's been pre-owned, they run the Carfax. You will never find a car there that's been in any type of accident involving major damage. My first experience of that, went over to see Tip Tames. I think we're in the process of buying one of the seven purchases we've made there. And he said it was a Volkswagen Jetta. It was very recent vintage. Mm-hmm. Beautiful. White from the outside. It looked like it was hadn't even been driven.
Yeah.
And he pulled up the Carfax while I was sitting there. He says, what a shame. I said, what do you mean? He said, I can't take that car and resell it here. It's got to go to auction because it's been in two wrecks.
Got to love that.
And he showed me the Carfax. Mm-hmm. Well, that's how you build integrity. That's how you build a reputation for selling vehicles where you've done everything humanly possible to make sure you're not selling somebody else's troubles. Mm-hmm. That's their commitment. So when you shop, whether it's certified pre-owned or the value car lot, and of course new, where you're fully warranted, you can shop with confidence at any of the Jack Ingram stores. But if you want to drive a Mercedes, they've got some great opportunities right now, including that 2015. Boy, that is a beautiful machine.
The thing I love about it is they're so safe. You will not find a safer car than a Mercedes-Benz. You just won't. They don't make one.
If I didn't have an aneurysm, I'd buy that one right there. Anyway, stop by and see the gang at Jack Ingram Mercedes-Benz on the Boulevard or shop online at jackingrammercedesbenz.com. Papa Jean, how you doing, my friend?
I'm good, buddy. How about yourself?
Not bad, you know.
Yesterday when we got the rulings from the Supreme Court on the mandates, I've been hoping I would run into someone, you know, in medical field, and I just happened to have to work today. Ran into a young lady, obviously she was in scrubs and all the rest of it. And I said, can I ask you a question? She said, sure. I said, have you had the jab? She said, no. I said, are you going to take the jab if they mandate it work? She said, no. And a lot of my friends who are also in the medical field say, no.
Exactly.
You know what's going to happen, don't you? They're going to find themselves without medical personnel to attend to people who are sick.
Yep.
And they're going to have to reverse this thing, which is going to cause even more confusion than we've already got. And, Greg, the whole scenario just gets more convoluted and more confused and engenders more distrust every day. This is the most disastrous thing I've ever heard.
Fox just ran a list of states where they are already experiencing medical personnel shortfalls because of the mandates.
Yep.
California, some states have said, well, okay, we're going to overlook that. We need the help.
Yeah.
Who couldn't have predicted this lunacy? And I got news for you. People that have experience in the medical field, if they make the decision they don't want it, I'm going to respect that.
Amen.
Yeah. I'm with you. I don't have an objection to the vaccine. I'm 74 years old, in good health, exercise, take supplements, and I do what I'm supposed to do to stay healthy, and I'm not going to take it. That's all there is to it. And
I respect that decision, too.
They will have to throw me in jail to make me do it. There's no way I'm going to do it.
Above and beyond that, Papa John, I'm just hearing way too many people who have been vaccinated and boosted who are still getting it. What's the point?
Yeah.
At some point, that's the question.
It's not
Another subject real quick. Let me tell you this. We've got 4-month-old hens now. We will be having eggs soon.
Ooh.
So I'm excited. It's been a while since we've had fresh eggs.
All right. We will look forward to that, my friend.
All right, buddy.
You take care.
Y'all have a good weekend.
You too. 525.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We are busy around the boulevard this afternoon, but most of our earlier accidents are almost complete. If they're not out of the way, they will be in a few minutes. Continue to use a little caution around East Chase Parkway near the McDonald's right before Chantilly. Had an accident with injury out there. We're hoping that one's about wrapped. Really busy on East Boulevard from Atlanta Highway up to I-85. Other than that, light to mostly moderate traffic everywhere. Keep it here for traffic updates. Get the Toyota you've always wanted at Reinhart Toyota. They're on the East Boulevard. You can shop online at ReinhartToyota.com for Skywatch Traffic. Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
This is Alex Taylor with American Classic Designs. AKD would like to wish all our customers a happy new year. 2021 was such an exciting year for us, especially seeing the community get back to life. From school functions, church events, family reunions, and community races, AKD has been happy to provide the River Region with all things screen printing, embroidery, and promotional items. As an event-based business, it was tough seeing the world slow down, but watching it speed back up has been such a blessing. One of the huge hits this past year was our online store option. Order My Gear created a great way for schools and sports teams to not only increase their brand awareness, but also be able to do some much-needed fundraising. So here's the 2022. We will focus on every detail, down to a T. Call us now at 334-277-8433 or our Prattville office at 334-361-2133. Follow us on Facebook and visit our website at goakd.com.
Hey, y'all, this is Becca.
And David from The Fantail. We want to thank everyone who has checked us out since hearing these ads on the radio.
We would also like to invite anyone who has not been to The Fantail Seafood and Steakhouse to bring your family out to dinner with us. We now have live music most Fridays and Saturdays and a full menu for all tastes, not just seafood lovers. Come see me behind the bar for an ice cold beer or a scratch-made cocktail.
Remember to save room for Chef Sean's amazing homemade desserts.
When you think dinner,
think Fantail, where we're always off the hook.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
You're traveling through another dimension. A dimension of only sleight of hand, but no mind. A journey into a dubious land whose boundaries are that of imagination. The signpost up ahead warns of a sharp turn to the left. You've just entered the liberal zone.
And will that be all for you today?
No. Give me all your money.
Here, take it all. Take it, please, please. My gift to you.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, this security camera videotape clearly shows the defendant, John Taylor, robbing the grab-and-go market at gunpoint. Your Honor, I rest my case.
Just a moment. Did you have permission from the defendant to videotape him?
Well, no, Your Honor.
I'm afraid I'll have to disallow this videotape to be used against the defendant, since you willfully violated his constitutional right to privacy in public places. Case dismissed.
Excuse me, Your Honor. What constitutional right to privacy in public places?
Oh, don't you know? It's all the rage in France right now. In fact, just the other day, I was talking to my good friend, Judge Pierre Fragois, and he said...
Brian Jones, a lonely city prosecutor, has just had his world turned upside down by a crazy judge with a living constitution. Something which only makes sense in the liberal zone.
Wouldn't want to find myself there. It is 5:30, and we have Studio Bug...
Mm-hmm. Studio Bug. No, this is not Studio Bug. This is Dr. Anthony Fallacy.
Ah. Oh, Anthony Fallacy.
Are you familiar with who I am?
Yes.
Well, I'm here to tell you, Gregory, that you seem to think that having facts and having truth on your side, it's all you need. I'm here to tell you, you don't know what you're talking about.
You are the science.
I have you know that when I was in the 10th, I was in the 10th grade, and I took a course in, what did I take a course in? In biology.
Yeah, that's
Gregory.
Yeah,
biology. Are you familiar with biology?
No.
Well, that is a course that helps you with the science. And I happen to have an honorary degree. Gregory, are you familiar with college?
I had some. That's what I always check on an application. Some college.
I see. Well, I have an honorary degree in social science and fire science, which means I have science in my title twice,
right,
Gregory?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you seem to think that you have truth on your side. Well, I have science on my side. And what the advantage of that is science is not always the same. I can change it and manipulate it any way that I can, Gregory.
Can you hold for a
not
second
like
there,
truth. Mr. When truth and facts comes around, you have to stick with that. Not me. I can change what I believe in because I believe in the sciences. Do you understand, Gregory? You understand where I'm coming from?
I do, because I've heard it from your own lips.
My name is Dr. Tony Fauci. I'm the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases at NIH. People should not be walking around with masks.
If a person wants to put on two masks, I see no reason to tell them not to.
Follow the Fauci.
Travel restrictions are not going to help. You can't just travel restrict everyone. It is not a good idea to travel, period.
To the real Dr. Fauci. Thank you for your calm and your clarity.
And then we'll have herd immunity. Quite frankly, that is nonsense. You very likely could have overwhelming majority of the people vaccinated, which means you'd have herd immunity that would allow you to safely get people back to school.
Fauci and other experts told us that 60% of America would have to be vaccinated before we could get back to normal. Now Fauci tells the New York Times it could be 90%. And he admitted he'd been deliberately moving the goalpost because America wasn't ready to hear the truth.
We've got to be careful when there's mixed messages and inconsistencies in messaging.
Any of that sound familiar, Dr. Fauci?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you can mock me all you want. But yeah. I have, like I was saying, science on my side. Yeah. And here's another thing. You also said the other day that I had on three masks, but you noticed that I did have a fan on?
On the top of your head, yes, to blow the
That's
virus
correct.
Away.
I had a fan on the top of my head, so I don't have to worry about that. And listen, Gregory, I enjoy your show, and I appreciate you letting me air what I needed to air.
I'm glad you did. See?
Good evening.
Bye.
Your mic is, for some reason, aimed totally away from you. I can't.
Bye, Dr.
Yeah,
Fauci.
See, now, nobody can accuse this program of limiting opinions.
No, and never.
What's amazing to me is that he was on TV and on the radio at the same time.
Do you believe that? He
it's
was.
Magic.
He was
magic.
On. The, I
yeah.
thought it was like I was on drugs.
They might have
or that I was having an aneurysm.
Yeah. It had to have been an aneurysm.
I'm having a very deleterious effect on Terry Adams because we had a commercial earlier. I don't remember who it was, but they were talking about various discounts, and Terry says, do they have an aneurysm discount?
Yeah.
I thought that was hysterical. Yeah. See?
Well, you get all you can get while you can get it, Gregory.
I just wonder, I might get a call from Lynn.
You never know.
Saying you can't hang around with my husband anymore.
Nah, she's out of town. We're safe.
Oh, cool. Well, let's check traffic then.
Montgomery, Skywatch traffic. Well, we have got a good bit of congestion still around the boulevard this afternoon. Light to moderate traffic through downtown Montgomery. To be honest with you, we're just not really seeing a whole lot of issues. Everybody seems to be getting where they're going. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka, Montgomery. We had a couple of accidents earlier. Those are in the process of clearing if they haven't already cleared. Just be safe out there. Keep your eyes open and keep it here. We'll have more traffic updates. Anything pops up, we'll let you know. Military veterans, let MCS lower the interest rate on your VA home mortgage. No appraisal or income verification needed. 1 hour approvals. Fast closings. Call MCS Wetumpka 567-9000. NMLS 232876 for SkyWatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
Let's face it. Credit cards are pretty much a necessity.
New tires for the car? Here's my card.
I order takeout, use my card. And most of us just accept the high interest rates credit cards charge as a necessary evil.
What are you going to do?
Get a low fixed rate credit card consolidation loan from LightStream from $5,000 to $100,000 and pay off those credit card balances. Apply online and you could get your money as soon as the day you apply. The average credit card company charges over 19% APR, but with LightStream, you can get a fixed rate as low as 4.98% APR with auto pay and excellent credit.
Now I can pay off my high interest credit cards and save money with a much lower rate.
Apply today at lightstream.com/radio and get an additional interest rate discount. That's lightstream.com/radio. lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval. Rates range from 4.98% APR to 19.99% APR and include a 0.5% auto-pay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/radio for more information.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Daryl Hood. Authorities in Monroe County say a body has been found. Sheriff Tom Boatwright says they believe it to be the remains of missing Colorado woman, 56-year-old Cheryl Pence. She went missing with her son Saturday, January 1st, in a remote area of Wilcox County. The son was found the following Monday and taken to the hospital. Search crews combed the area for days. It was Cookie Day in Montgomery. The Girl Scouts of Southern Alabama held their annual cookie sale today, drive-through style. Cars lined up to get their favorite boxes of cookies, but the event is more than just about selling cookies. You can order your cookies online and have them door-dashed right to your door. The Department of Public Health has released a new report on COVID cases in the state's public schools. It shows they're 5 times higher the number than they were 1 year ago. The report doesn't specify if the cases involve students, teachers, or other staff members. I'm Daryl Hood. Watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Montgomery Paint and Body. From a little fender bender to total body repair, MPB will fix it good as new, maybe better. For over 35 years, the Turner family has been getting you back on the road. Call 279-7325.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We've been blessed with some really nice January weather for the last few days, but all of that is about to come to an end. Tonight, we're dry, but not as cold. Overnight, low temperature down to about 39. Tomorrow, high temperature up to about 62. We're dry in the morning. Showers becoming likely tomorrow afternoon, and periods of showers Saturday night and first half of the day Sunday. And just before the rain ends, it may become mixed with a few snowflakes before ending. That's Sunday. With falling temperatures, kind of a raw day in the 40s. Get ready for a significant change. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Drop my phone.
my clone.
Rub some bacon on it.
I get mononucleosis.
Rub some bacon on it.
My nude pics get posted. My cat explodes.
Rub some bacon on it.
I wake up in a trunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
My friend goes steampunk.
Rub some bacon on it.
I meet real pirates.
Rub some bacon on it.
There's an awkward silence. I say something unintentionally racist.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm an adult with braces.
Rub some bacon on it.
I can't swim.
Rub some bacon on it.
I'm visited by Mr. Tim.
Hey, boy.
Rub some bacon on it. I'm attacked by a narwhal. The apocalypse started. I think I might have sharted.
It is 5:42 on News Talk 93.1 FM. That was a request. Are we caught up on everything?
Yes.
At this point?
We are.
All right, Chris, welcome to the show, 272-9228.
How y'all doing this afternoon, Greg?
Good.
You know, how are you?
Pretty good. Last week or so, you were talking about something about the, you know, all the different sets of identifications that there's only, you know, actually two. And I agree with you if it was a perfect world, but unfortunately in this nutty world, there's three. Male, females, and it.
It. It.
Or other.
Yeah, it's like that thing we read earlier about the guy from Inside Big Tech. They open their meetings. Mm-hmm. You have to give your preferred pronouns.
Wow.
I hope that level of lunacy does not make its way here. I'm sure it has. It's, you know, infiltrated at the university level and stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah, that's the problem right there.
Even here, we've got some real left-wing crackpots. However.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. What a mess.
Anything we can play for you today?
Have y'all played the Weasel Stomping song?
No, not yet.
I haven't stomped them lately.
In fact, I could take care of that right now.
All right, that sounds good. Y'all have a happy weekend, and all. We'll catch y'all next week.
Thanks,
you
buddy.
Too, Chris.
Yeah, thanks. I was just going to say, I was looking at my audio sheets for the week.
Yeah?
Kind of wish I hadn't, because I had forgot that on Monday we were looking forward to the national championship game. And I was over that, and now I'm upset again.
Crestfallen.
We didn't stop the Weasels.
shopping day.
Hey, thanks, Mr. Boodle.
That goes back literally to the first week.
You got to wonder what kind of childhood Weird Al had.
Yeah.
The stuff he comes up with.
Yeah, I never really, since I know it's just a silly song.
Yeah.
I don't think of dead weasels.
No, not really.
I am not anti-weasel.
No, I think PETA except would in just politics. Ignore it. Well, yeah. But with an aneurysm.
Well, what is it about the real-life weasel that has made them a metaphor for...
That's a good question. Because they would sneak in and steal chicken
They're
eggs.
They're weaselly.
Yep.
Yeah, that's a
They're
good
sneaky.
Reason to call people weasels.
Yeah.
The Looney Tunes
when the weasel itself is weaselly.
Yep.
Looney Tunes.
I'm weaselly misled. What?
I wouldn't go and name it that way.
Great jokes like that have kept me employed.
Yeah.
Right through my aneurysm and everything else. What?
Helping
what did I say?
Jesus.
All right. Let me just go around. Reporter savages Psaki by listing Biden's failures for 1 minute straight.
Who was it? Peter Ducey?
Probably. He's the only one with balls in that whole press
Man,
group.
Man, he goes there.
Yeah.
Every day.
Let's see. This reporter, it says, doesn't give a name, but let's give it a listen.
Go ahead.
I have a couple specific ones, but I wanted to kind of follow on that. As you're determining next steps, I mean, frankly, things just seem like they're going pretty poorly right now for the White House. Build Back Better is being blocked, voting rights is being blocked, diplomatic talks with Russia doesn't seem to have brought us back from the brink of war, inflation's at a 40-year high. The virus is setting records for infection. So
yeah.
As we kind of hit this one-year period and a period where everything seems like it's in pretty rough shape or nearly everything, which is not an invitation, I guess, to list off some other things, I'm wondering at what point do you take stock and say that things need to change internally, whether it's your outreach for the Hill, whether it's the leadership within the White House. You seem to be stymied on an incredible number of fronts right now.
Well, let me give you a little bit of a different take on this. More than 200 million people are vaccinated. We've had a record job growth, record...
What? He has produced no jobs. This is bullcrap.
You better believe it.
I mean, we just found out last hour that the moratorium on rent, on evictions in New York is ending tomorrow. I thought all of that ended last summer. No wonder we've got 10 million jobs that nobody wants to take. We've introduced them to socialism. No
yep.
rent.
Yeah.
We'll buy your food.
Exactly.
What else do you need? Probably
you
enough money
work.
Left over for a streaming service or two or three. Oh, God, I can't listen to her.
I agree.
That dead fish
we'll
face.
Circle back around to her.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. That was very clever, too, sir.
See what he did there.
I don't have any
I saw what he did.
I
heard what he did. Yes. All right. It is 5:49. Quick break.
Bill's Electrical Service, to whom may I direct your call?
To Bill?
Oh, one moment. This is Bill speaking.
Hello, Bill. I was just wondering if your company has a drug testing program.
Oh, why do you ask?
Well, it seems kind of important.
It is important. Electricity is complicated and potentially dangerous. And if a technician isn't thoroughly trained and mentally sharp, the results can be disastrous.
You know what? Never mind, Bill. I'll just call Crosby Electric.
Now, hold on there. Truth is, I get tested every month.
Oh.
Yeah, my parole officer will bust me if I don't.
Oh.
To wear the Crosby Electric uniform, technicians have to undergo background checks, regular drug testing, and ongoing safety training.
So, what were you in for, Bill?
Well, they called it arson, but it was an accident. I just got my wires crossed. Hello? Hello?
To protect your home and your family, always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code QUICK for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code QUICK.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Skywatch traffic. We have a minor accident. Eastern Boulevard at Monticello. That's going to be right near I-85. That's across the street from the Sam's entrance. Please use caution right there. Watch out for emergency vehicles. We're not seeing as much traffic now on the boulevard as in the past 30 minutes or so. I-65 and 85 light to moderate through downtown Montgomery. No problems. Prattville, Millbrook, Wetumpka. Keep it here for traffic updates. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter has over 70 Toyota Camrys and Corollas right now, all colors, trims, base models, top of the line. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, East Boulevard for Skywatch Traffic, Wendell J.
All roads lead to Brubaker Motors, located on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery, Alabama. Don't get caught in traffic. Shop online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
We may have a special guest joining us here in the final couple of minutes of the show from a faraway land.
Hey, guys. It's a little noisy. I'm sorry.
Where are you? I mean, what's going on? What are you doing at this point on your big adventure?
So I just wrestled two children to get dressed for formal night because mommy wants a nice picture, dang it.
Oh.
But that's what I've been doing.
Mommy will do that.
And they didn't want to get dressed nice for the picture?
Not.
Well, it wasn't that. It was just like, you know, wrestling an alligator to get Loba dressed. And,
you know,
it's fine. It's fine.
I know. I was once told that dressing a belligerent child is like trying to put pantyhose on a cat.
Yeah.
It's bad.
It's sometimes a battle to do that.
Yeah. So we are going to get a family picture, dang it, and then we're going to head off to dinner.
Cool.
Yeah, we are in Costa Maya, Mexico today.
I was just sharing with the listeners and Terry Adams and Rosie about some of my... I went cruising when cruise ships were not like the ones they have now. The one my daughter went on a few years ago.
Mm-hmm.
They're just... I watched that Mighty Cruise Ship show on Smithsonian.
Ah.
Aerial cruise ship. It's just amazing.
Aerial cruise ship.
They're floating cities.
Yeah, it's the Smithsonian channel.
Yeah, no, it's they're floating cities. It's really amazing all that can be done. Where do you head for from here now?
Tomorrow we have a sea day.
Yeah.
Sea day.
And then we'll be back in Miami on Sunday morning.
Oh, cool.
Will you be sad?
Yes, but we're already planning our next one.
Oh,
and,
wow.
I do get to spend the evening with my parents tomorrow before we drive back on Monday,
that's
so it's nice.
That's good. That's a nice
thing. Yeah. So, all right, guys, I know it's getting late in the afternoon, and it's a little wild in here, so I'll talk to you guys at the beginning of next week, okay?
Yeah, all we'll look forward to it.
Have a great weekend, guys.
All right. You too. Bye-bye. Say hi to the kids and to Jared.
Wow.
All right, let me take a final look around here.
Yes, sir.
Just to make sure we have.
Did you know they use some of the old cruise ships that you can actually buy a room and live in them in Europe? You can live in a cruise ship?
Somebody once did a thing, if you were on a fixed income, that mm-hmm. you could just live it in a cruise ship for your Social Security.
Yeah, cheaper to do that than it would be.
Yeah, you wake up at a different port every day. They have, you know, movie theaters, grocery stores.
Interesting people.
Yeah.
Alabama Supreme Court issued an order today to raise the maximum bail amount for murder charges in the state.
Thank God.
Good.
Gee, I wonder what could have prompted that.
I don't know, Greg.
Man.
Somebody had an aneurysm or something. I don't know. Who knows?
All right.
Sorry, it was there.
No, look, first of all, I can't thank you enough for clearing the air tomorrow night, right?
Yes, sir.
And what are some of the...
We're just going to talk about how all this has been planned for quite a while and kind of get into the history of it, and I'm going to show people this is true. Wake up. You better get right with God.
It would be great if we could go back to our digital files and play shows you did 10 years ago so people would know that you were on the money mm-hmm. with the things you were discussing 10 years before anybody else.
Yep.
And that includes George Norrie, you geeks.
Hungover from holiday spending and now your vehicle needs some attention? Tire City and Automotive Service has the right tire and expert service to help you get the most bang for your buck. Right now through January 29th, get up to $200 off a set of Michelin Cross Climate 2 tires. We can also save you up to $100 off on other vehicle services. Visit Tire City and Automotive Service at our two locations, Atlanta Highway and Woodley Road. See store for details.
Tire City.
Bye, sexy.
Everybody is to leave here immediately.
Well, it shall be so. Again, thank you, Terry Adams. And don't forget to tune in, Terry, following Jay Scott tomorrow. In-game chat with Jay, 4 to 6, Terry from 6 to 9, from 10. With Clear the Air. Thank you, Rosie Brock. Thank you. See you Monday morning with Jay Rich.